Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. The American Dream. It's a national ethos of the United States. It's rooted in the Declaration of Independence, which proclaims that all men are created equal with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Freelance writer James Truslow Adams popularized the phrase American Dream in his 1931 book, Epic of America. He wrote, "But there has been also the American Dream, that dream of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for every man, with opportunity for each according to his own ability or achievement. It is not a dream of motor cars and high wages merely, but a dream of social order in which each man and each woman shall be able to attain the fullest stature of which they are innately capable and be recognized by others for what they are, regardless of the fortuitous circumstances of birth or position." Over the years since that time, the meaning of the American Dream has changed. At one time, it meant freedom from religious persecution. As time progressed, it also included the opportunity for prosperity and success, as well as an upward social mobility for the family and children achieved through hard work in a society with few barriers. Many people achieve the American Dream by opening their own small business. Through hard work and diligence, they made their business successful and reaped the rewards for their hard work. Many more failed than succeeded. If you remember the statistics reported by the Small Business Administration, 20% of all new small businesses fail within the year. By year 5, more than 50% have closed their doors, and by year 10, only 20% still exist. But besides the dream of owning a home, many people dream of owning their own business. They think they have the right product or service that will lead to success. But having the right product or service does not mean instant success. As the leader of your business, it's important to recognize that you wield influence over your company, which can either help make or break your business. Are you thinking of starting your own business? Maybe you shouldn't. There are signs that indicate it will be a very difficult endeavor. Take a moment to read the signs. While no single sign guarantees failure, any one of them will certainly make success in business much more difficult than it already is. The good news, however, is even if you see yourself in this list of signs I'm going to give, you can overcome any of these traits and rewrite your signs. The essential requirement is to be honest with yourself. If you find that you're nodding in agreement, step back and work on improving in those areas first, then tackle business ownership later. Sign number one. You can't make decisions. Making decisions doesn't mean you need to make every single decision. That's called micromanaging. Do you have to deliberate for hours over the ones you do make? That's called procrastinating. Or do you have to make decisions following a certain procedure or managerial methodology? You do have to be able to make the call one way or the other, move that decision into action, and then deal with what happens as a result of that action, good or bad. An indecisive leader wastes time trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing. Meanwhile, the rest of the world has passed by. In business, taking too long to make decisions on how to proceed means you lose the chance to proceed. Sign number two, not following through. What if you do make decisions? Failed promises and flaky leadership diminish your credibility with those you work with. If you want to preserve your influence and earn the respect of others, you're going to need to learn to follow through and follow up. Is your past a manuscript of opening paragraphs without any conclusion? If so, you need to step back from the business arena until you've proved that you can take an idea from initial spark to end result. Ideas are great, and they're the food of innovation. But action that leads to results must be part of how you live, or your business will flutter, like you, from one great idea to another. A lack of completion means a lack of success. Get a good track record first. Achieve some things. Reach some goals. then evaluate where you are. That means being dependable, hearing others out, and acting with integrity. If you say you're going to do something, do it. And just as important, work to build trust and mutual respect with colleagues, employees, clients, and customers. Support those around you. Be there for them, and you will earn yourself and your business a loyal following. Sign number 3, you won't take responsibility. If you're known among your friends and family as the master excuse maker, don't open a business. At least not until you get a handle on being the one who doesn't invent excuses, but takes responsibility. The fun thing about being a business owner is that you get to be in charge. And the worst thing about being a business owner is that you have to be in charge. That means the bottom line depends on you. Closed-minded people tend to want to point fingers at others rather than accept responsibility when things go wrong. They believe they have the answer to everything, so they have a hard time listening to what others have to say. It doesn't matter who makes the mistake. No matter how certain you are, make sure you hear others out. Even if your way ends up being the best, you'll be a better leader and your business will grow if you're open to hearing other perspectives and suggestions. Seek to be radically open-minded. It may be hard on your ego, but it will shift your whole business perspective. Don't allow an obstinate or narrow-minded attitude keep you from hearing out-of-the-box ideas and making good decisions. You're the head of the business. You have to own everything that goes on in your business, good and bad. An unhappy customer doesn't want to hear about why it's your employee's fault. An unhappy investor doesn't want to hear about why the economy didn't turn out the way you expected it to. Learn to claim responsibility for what happens in your life before you jump into owning a business. Sign number 4, you have low emotional intelligence. In a nutshell, having low emotional intelligence, or EQ, is toxic for business as it affects everyone you come in contact with. EQ is often just as important as your actual IQ or raw intelligence. EQ helps you understand others and recognize what motivates them. A strong EQ is the foundation for working cooperatively with a group and creating a sense of cohesion at work. Low EQ leads to poor communication skills. It damages your credibility and makes others feel less confident in you. When you're emotionally intelligent, you're aware of your emotions as well as the feelings and needs of those around you. Having a high EQ helps you manage social situations and relationships and enables you to regulate your emotions accordingly. Sign number 5, your only motivation is money. You can certainly get rich as a business owner. Many people have. Many more people have also lost money attempting to start and run businesses. If you aren't in it for more than the money, you'll find your motivation wavering. Building a successful business takes time, usually a long time. Failure is part of the process. You have to have an internal motivation, a desire to succeed, an intrinsic ambition or motivation that moves you forward even without the fat paycheck. Sign number 6, you swing between extremes. If your moods have 2 points on the psychological map, one being extremely depressed and the other being unrealistically optimistic, then you're in for a rough ride as a business owner. The ability to keep an even keel will help you deal with all the challenges you'll face as a business owner. If a minor setback can take you down into depression, you might not be equipped to run a business. You've also got to be able to temper your excitement and enthusiasm and look at possibilities with a realistic angle. Extreme emotional swings will mean that investors won't take you seriously, employees will run away in terror, and customers won't know what to do with you, so they just won't do anything. Sign number 7, inflexibility. The ability to think on your feet and to be open to suggestions and ideas is crucial. You need to be able to adapt to unexpected changes in any business. You cannot be too rigid in your thinking and decision-making. If you are, you can inadvertently limit your options or be unable to make quick adjustments as needed, and this will adversely affect your business. Yes, planning and scheduling are a necessary part of any business, but you also need to weigh the importance of following through with a particular strategy or method versus what you may gain or lose by sticking to your guns. Any successful company will sometimes need to exercise flexibility and find creative solutions in unexpected situations. Work to be part of the solution, not the problem. Sign number 8, impatience. The success or failure of a business is often based on timing, knowing when to leap and when to stand back, analyze, and consider your options. But making these decisions requires an ability to step back and have the patience to contemplate the bigger picture. Business is a balancing act of aggressiveness and reservation. Impatience can lead to hasty decisions that lock you into bad arrangements. Being determined and eager is a good thing. Being rash and making snap decisions is not. Sign number 9, you can't overcome chronic disorganization. Do you have piles of paper on your desk and can never find the one you want? Never quite got that filing system set up? Is it your habit to live in clutter and disorder and simply try to survive despite the problems it causes? Are you perpetually late paying bills because you don't have an efficient system? This disorganizational habit can doom your fledgling business. No, you don't have to be an alphabetized, color-coded organizing wizard. You do have to be able to operate efficiently and do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. Sign number 10, being a control freak. We usually assume that the most successful people in business are those who have all their ducks in a row. They have a meticulous plan and know exactly where each decimal goes. But if everything is perfectly lined up, you're only allowing yourself to see as far as the end of that list. Anything beyond those computations or conclusions is also beyond you and your control, and this can leave you flailing. Being a control freak hampers your ability to make quick decisions. You can easily become overwhelmed by your sense of perfectionism. You'll grow frustrated when things don't go as planned. What if, instead of trying to control everything, you embraced the unpredictable? Give it a try and see how liberating it is to let go. Sign number 11, you have no support system. Being a business owner is difficult at best. If your friends scoff and your family isn't supportive, you'll be waging a lonely war. A war against forces of internal resistance, organizational disaster, and economic disinterestedness. The economy isn't going to reach out and pull your business up. You'll have to deal with your own personal weaknesses as you take one step after another toward building a good business. If you've got no personal or emotional support and no mentors to call for advice, your chances of success are slim. Sign number 12, lacking empathy. It's easy to feel cynical sometimes, but those who fundamentally lack empathy or fail to show compassion will find their toxic attitude is corrupting their company. Cynicism makes you look defensive and angry. Empathy helps others feel connected and understood. We're naturally drawn to those who are supportive and seem relatable. Nobody likes a pessimist. If you're constantly complaining, you're not only bringing everyone else down, you're being unproductive and making everyone else more unproductive to boot. Plus, you come across as a high-maintenance whiner. If you spent all your energy grumbling and lamenting, you're reinforcing a negative mindset in yourself and driving everyone else away. Pay attention to how often you say negative things. If you can't get through a conversation without complaining, you have a problem. By showing we care and understand what others are going through, we support a creative atmosphere that draws people in. Empathy and caring make others feel valued. That makes customers more inclined to stay loyal and employees more inclined to work hard. So when you feel cynicism creeping in, Remember that showing your human side and letting people know you care can also be profitable. Sign number 13, you are addicted to the familiar. It's a whole new world in business. Things are changing. The economy is in turmoil. The way of business as we know it is shifting in terms of product demand, distribution, processes, and technology every day. Pity the business owner who takes refuge in the comfort of what is familiar, because what is familiar is quickly becoming what is obsolete. While you hide behind what you know from the past, your business will languish in the present and most certainly die in the future. As a business owner, you have to be able to let go of the familiar. You need to deal objectively and fearlessly with the new that will present itself to you every day. Sign number 14, you never set your own limits. Being a business owner is appealing to many because they get to be the boss. If the only reason you want to be in business is to be completely independent, to live without limits, and revel in your rebelliousness, good luck. You'll need it. As a business owner, you'll find that you need to put forth your own resolve, your own measure of discipline, your own rules, and then you'll need to live by them. That doesn't mean you have to do things traditionally. It means you have to identify and rein in your own unruly tendencies. Otherwise, you won't be able to get the job done and run a company that can sustain itself. Sign number 15, you don't keep your word. Honesty is fundamental. Whatever may change in business, from marketing methods to product offerings, an essential requirement for any successful business is that it does what it says it will do. You can't make promises and break them. You can't offer products and fail to follow through. You can't make guarantees and then conveniently forget them. You might make a good first run before customers figure out you can't be trusted. But trust is integral to successful relationships between consumers and business, and you can't build trust without honesty. Sign number 16, you're stuck in the 9-to-5 job mentality. When you are working for yourself, you're always working and you are never working. You have to be ready to eradicate the 9-to-5 job mentality. There are emergencies and last-minute calls, weekends which might often be dedicated to work, and you might be dreaming about a vacation while you're sleeping, maybe 4 hours a night. Sign number 17, managing with fear. Are you a my way or the highway type of manager? This mindset is absolutely toxic to business. Many leaders use fear-based measures to control others without being aware of what they're doing. These are the managers who wield a big stick and keep everyone on edge. They use tacit threats and scare tactics to get others to do what they want. Managing with fear creates a culture based on suspicion and angst, in which no one wants to admit to a mistake, voice disagreement, or offer new ideas, all for fear of being rejected or beaten down. Successful companies strive to create healthy, happy, creative atmospheres where good work can be done and a strong business can be built. Sign number 18, narcissism. Narcissists are noxious to a business because their enlarged ego keeps them from listening to anyone who contradicts them. They really don't want to hear what you have to say if you're not in line with their thinking. Oh, and they're completely self-focused. If that's you, then this is your wake-up call. Your self-centered ways are not only denying others an opportunity to share possibly inspiring ideas, you're also hurting your organization and frustrating everyone you work with. Try to think about others every now and then. Your business will thank you. Now that I've outlined signs you should possibly not own a business, do you see yourself in any of those signs? You do? Well, it doesn't mean you're not cut out to be a business owner. It just means that you have some work to do. Everybody, and that includes business owners, are prone to having bad habits, or as we're calling them, signs. You may not know it, but some of these things we do can keep us from growing. Procrastinating, taking fewer risks, focusing too much on your failures are bad signs or habits that you need to break. It's possible to change your mindset and develop good habits that contribute to the growth of your business. So what's the magic formula to getting rid of these lousy business habits? Understand why the habit or the sign exists in the first place. Most habits or signs begin because we're not coping well with the stress that comes with managing a business. Figuring out the trigger for that sign goes a long way towards figuring out the best way to defeat it. Take a good hard look at yourself over the next week. Write down those times when you find yourself slipping over the course of a week. Write down also what happened just before you indulged in that bad sign. Do you see any pattern? What do they tell you? Get motivated. What do you want to change in your business management style? Why do you want to change it? The why is the critical part here. List everything. These are your motivators, and they're going to keep you on track. But motivation goes deeper than that. You need to start seeing you as a success. It helps when you picture the new you. How does it look? Hold that image close. That's going to be you before you know it. You can do this. Make an actionable plan. Setting goals are great, but you're going to fail if you don't also establish how you're going to get there. Break the goal down into small pieces. If you want to stop spending the bulk of your time on paperwork, then your plan might include letting someone else, an assistant or an expert, handle it for you. Check your progress. The last thing you want to do is obsess about how you're doing. But you do want to have a regular checkup with yourself. Gauge how far you've come. Did you slip up? No big deal if you did. Simply jump back in where you were. Don't let yourself get derailed. Evaluate your goals. Do you need to do anything different? Adjust your action plan if you need to. Give it time. There's a widely circulated statistic that it takes 21 days to cement a new habit. Turns out this is somewhat of a myth and based on a single study. Basically, while it does take time to change a habit, there's no magic number. So don't give up if the 21 days aren't enough for you. Just keep plugging away and don't let setbacks throw you off course. Reward yourself. Setting goals and rewarding yourself is a great way to instill new habits. Determine which rewards will work for you. You can even reward yourself with the fun tasks on your list when you finish the less pleasant tasks. For instance, allow yourself 15 minutes on social media after you spend 90 minutes focusing on completing a big proposal. Anticipate challenges and plan for them. One way to deal with setbacks is to create a plan for handling the triggers that could lure you back into your old habits. If you lose a big sale, will you want to watch cat videos on YouTube for the rest of the afternoon? Plan ahead and figure out an alternative, a more positive attitude, like taking a 10-minute walk around the block to recharge. Seek expert help. When all else fails, it might be that you could use a hand up. There's nothing wrong with asking for help, especially from someone who understands what you're trying to accomplish for your business. While the steps might seem simple, the results will speak for themselves. Other than that, you'll also need someone to help you stay on the right track. One thing's for sure, you can lose those bad business habits if you commit to making a positive change. Even a little bit of progress is progress, as long as you can look in the mirror and honestly tell yourself you chipped away at your goals by following a better habit versus a bad one. I'm calling that a win. All of those moments will get you to the finish line. I just know it. If you'd like more information about this show or any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or you would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.